From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A Russian military helicopter with five people on board was shot down Monday over the Syrian province of Idlib, according to the Russian Defense Ministry. The ministry said in a statement quoted by Russian news agencies that the Russian Mi-8 military transport helicopter was shot down from the ground after delivering humanitarian aid to Aleppo. Three crew members and two officers were on board. However, it's unknown their condition. Turkish forces detained 11 soldiers early today who are suspected of attacking a hotel where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was staying during an attempted coup in mid-July. Today's captures are the latest in a crackdown against those who allegedly played a role in the attempted coup. Sunday, the government dismissed nearly 1,400 military personnel, including Erdogan's top military advisor, as the president also brought the country's armed forces under civilian rule. Meanwhile, Turkey's military and political leaders are to meet Monday in Ankara with the top U.S. military commander in the first direct talk since last month's failed coup. General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, will meet with the Turkish chief of staff as well as the prime minister in the Turkish capital. A Taliban truck bomb blasted through a hotel for foreigners in Kabul Monday that resulted in a seven-hour gun and grenade assault. The guests and the staff at the Northgate Hotel escaped unharmed. However, one policeman was killed and the truck bomber paved the way for two armed insurgents to enter the heavily guarded facility near the Kabul airport. This is VOA News.